halibut populations in the Bering Sea have been on the decline since the early 2000s. The native people who live on the islands off Alaska's western coast were some of the first to notice this problem. For many of those communities, fishing halibut is the main or only industry. Some year it didn't even make economic sense to fish for halibut at all, but nobody worried at first.
People in western Alaska primarily have looked at it as maybe a temporary inconvenience that would last a year or two. Now it's becoming really threatening.
Lee Vandervoo is a Portland-based reporter for Investigate West. She says other fishers are a big part of the problem. Giant trawlers that catch fish like pollock and sole are also scooping up huge numbers of halibut by accident. It's called bycatch. Vandervoo told Jeannie Yandel this could lead to the collapse of some of those native fishing communities, like on the island of St. Paul, which are
extremely vulnerable if there is less halibut to be fished. And the reason why is because they're almost exclusively economically dependent on fishing, halibut being one of the bigger catches. There are very few alternatives. In these rural western Alaska communities, typically there are government jobs, there may be some jobs with the tribes, one or two private operations, and then there is fishing. And so when fishing declines, what you look at as an alternative to make a living is out-migration, meaning people will leave the islands or leave these small rural communities and go to larger places for jobs, maybe Anchorage, maybe Seattle. Being small in population in the first place, as these communities weather out migration, they start to see the collapse of civic institutions. And then, families, culture, language.
Most recently, what's happened in terms of trying to regulate the amount of halibut bycatch that's been happening?
People are getting into a very difficult situation, particularly in western Alaska, where the International Pacific Halibut Commission is looking at ending direct commercial fishing of halibut next year in order to preserve the stock. What they're asking for now is that the trawl fishers reduce their share.
You wrote in your story about a vote that the North Pacific Fishery Management Council took recently on limiting halibut bycatch. And the North Pacific Fishery Management Council is one of several governing bodies for fishermen around the country. I believe you described it as a fisherman's congress. And the vote that they took on paper limited halibut bycatch. It was praised as a great move for the small-scale fishermen who live in western Alaska who depend on halibut. But you reported that that rollback of halibut bycatch didn't actually help these small fishermen at all. Why is that?
Well, it was a paper cut. It was a rollback on paper of 21%. And the reality is that the trawl boats aren't catching that much. So it was really only a 1% rollback in their actual catch. The International Pacific Halibut Commission has said that what they need is a 41% cut on paper in order to preserve fishing on these islands.
Do you think that a 41% cut will be arrived at anytime soon? Is there any likelihood that that's going to happen?
It's hard to say. There's talk about federal intervention. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council still has some months to reconsider or look at other options. It's not clear at all what might happen next.
Lee Vandervoo is a Portland-based reporter for Investigate West, and recently she wrote a story for Investigate West about how Native Alaskan halibut fishers are losing their livelihood. And it's sort of a complicated story. There are a couple of reasons. One is because halibut populations are just decreasing, but also because fishing trawlers, these large commercial fishing boats, are catching huge numbers of halibut by accident. That's called bycatch. How soon do things have to change for these halibut fishermen on, say, St. Paul, for them to feel like they've got some stability, like their livelihood is safe? How quickly do these changes need to happen?
What the International Pacific Halibut Commission is saying now is that if trawl bycatch is not cut in the United States, there will be no fishing season next year in western Alaska.
So that means none of these fishers who live on St. Paul or elsewhere in western Alaska will even be allowed to fish for halibut?
Right. They will not be allowed to fish commercially as of January.
Lee, when you were doing this reporting, what did you learn about how that might impact people here in Washington State, how that might impact people here in Seattle, elsewhere in the Puget Sound region?
Well, there are an awful lot of people who are dependent on halibut, and certainly there are some 8,000, almost 9,000 people who fish halibut for a living in Alaska, Canada, Washington, Oregon, and California. All of those folks may see some impacts in time.
Beyond what that might do to fishermen in Washington, in Oregon, elsewhere on the West Coast, why do you think people in Seattle, why do you think people in the Puget Sound region should care about what's happening with small-scale halibut fishermen in Alaska?
These are all sustainably certified fisheries that we're talking about. Pollock is marketed as a sustainable fish. It is sustainably certified by the Marine Stewardship Council. It's the fish and the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Flounder and sole are also certified sustainable. Those are fish that are processed overseas, and they tend to come back to the United States in the freezer aisle as sustainably certified fillets. And I just don't believe that consumers, when they go to market and they buy a product that is sustainably certified, that they expect this is what they're getting. You know, we're looking at the collapse of communities that have been on these islands for thousands of years. Nobody who buys a sustainably certified product thinks that they are promoting that when they do it.
Lee Vandervoo is a Portland-based reporter for Investigate West. She spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Vandervoo says the best way to make sure the fish you buy is sustainably fished by knowing your fishermen.